This is Bob Wynn with a view from here. Well, the news from the Bureau of Reclamation was announced yesterday regarding the water in Upper Klamath Lake. It certainly is not what they proposed earlier this year, but I suppose it's at least something. The announcement? They're going to reduce flows from Iron Gate Dam by approximately 11% now through April 1st. That's a far cry from the 40% reduction they originally talked about just after the first of the year. You'll recall that they dropped a press release just prior to the New Year's weekend in which researchers had concluded that water levels in Upper Klamath Lake had no effect on adult sucker survival rates. In essence, keeping all that water stored in the lake rather than allowing it to be used for irrigation had no effect on adult sucker survival. Of course, they had a footnote that more research should be done on juvenile sucker survival, but then again, you'd expect that. Having starved our irrigators for years on end, one would think the logical thing to do is get back to full irrigation flows, then do your research on juvenile sucker survival. But it's the BOR, so there you go. Here's what really struck me about this news release. According to the BOR, they are trying to minimize risk to Endangered Species Act-listed shortnose and Lost River suckers and coho salmon, which have been in competition for our water forever. But now, they've also listed southern resident killer whales. What? Killer whales? I mean, good grief. If it wasn't bad enough having to accommodate suckers and salmon, now they want to add killer whales to the mix. Why not throw in, I don't know, blue whales or giant squid or stingrays or whatever? Just one more variable that allows them to justify their inept handling of what should be our irrigation water first and every other thing after that. Now, being the pessimist that I am, I can't help but wonder about the inclusion of killer whales in their plans. I would suggest that their finding that arbitrarily keeping the water level high in Upper Klamath Lake has no effect on the survival rate of adult suckers in the lake will have a direct bearing on this new addition. Yep, now if they're forced to admit that starving our irrigators of water over low these many years did not accomplish anything in relation to adult sucker survival, now they can point to the southern killer whale as the reason they need to flush our valuable water down the river and continue to deprive our irrigators of the water resources they need. I mean, rather than admit defeat and try something different, well, just move the goalposts in the middle of the game and carry on as usual. Isn't that just a typical action from these folks? This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from here.